It's Doug in the cell phone on the camera.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Cameron?
What's going on, man?
The AP report that listed the people who said they had issues with the Bush ad with the 9/11 imagery.
Right.
It listed six people.
Yeah.
And there was a fellow on a website called rightwingnews.com, and he thought, let's take a look. And he did a little Google searching for these people.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out that five of the six people either, you know, were definite Democratic voters. They were working for Democratic causes.
Oh, yeah, they're
Kerry
supporters.
Kerry in particular.
Yeah, that union leader, that fireman.
It's amazing. It's like, oh, these six people out of the blue.
Yeah, all of a sudden. And that fireman is a union leader supporting John Kerry. I mean, they've been doing it forever.
Yeah, that's who. And I think it was this morning when the King was doing the call-in stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That he had a... he had one fellow, I think it was this morning, said that the firefighters union themselves use 9/11 imagery in their stuff.
Absolutely. You saw a lot of firemen walking around in their special flag coats and their special yellow things and all this other stuff, remembering 9/11, helping causes on the various parties. So don't be telling me now that President Bush is somehow condemned because for one half second on one half part of the page in a blurry little fuzzy montage is an American flag or something. I mean,
yeah,
we need to
remember 9/11, and I have a feeling that too many Democrats are trying to forget it because it showed how well Bush could do afterwards.
Well, I think people just need to be honest and ask themselves, who would you rather have had president during the 9/11 attacks, George Bush or Al Gore or John Kerry? I pick George Bush every time.
You got it.
Doug, Semper Fidei, my friend. Hold on.